Roth Radio, more dangerous than new sneakers in an inner city school. Oh, New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Yakima, West Beach. 866-313-3733. Okay, when you call in, leave your name and your inmate number as well if you are incarcerated. In case you skipped over that age of consent and something happened at the border, right? Turns out the age of consent is different everywhere. What is it in Hawaii again there? Bring the music down
Hawaii
a little bit.
Hawaii and Idaho is 14.
I think that's too young. Or maybe I'm wrong. We got somebody here who's married at the age of 17. Angela, talk to me. Roth Radio, so close to you, baby. Are you there, Angela? Angela went to get married again. She's on number 9. You got that? Angela, are you there? We lost.
She disappeared.
We lost her. How about Veronica? Give me number 10, friend. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Veronica, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Extraordinary now that you're with us, sweetie. What's on your mind today?
Cool. I just wanted to give my opinion on the age of consent based on my experience. I'm 20 now. I experienced sex at 15, and I feel that I was too young, so...
Why do you feel that you were too young, darling? I'm not voicing an opinion either way, but you said you had serious sex at 15. What do you mean by serious sex?
Well, no, I had sex at 15, and I feel it was too young.
Why do you feel it was too young?
Well, you know, I look at it like I couldn't have dealt with having a baby at 15 or 16, so I think it was too young.
What do you think, Robin? Was she too young? Because everybody in this room started off at about that age, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and having a younger sister.
Wait a minute. Stop right here. Do you think that you were too young because he dumped you?
No, we actually still talk and we're good friends, so that's okay.
I'll bet he is. Yeah. So what happened that this relationship fell apart?
No, it stayed together through high school and we're friends now. But, you know, most of the time it doesn't stay together. So, yeah, it's all experience. I'm glad I had the experience. But if I had to deal with being pregnant within those couple of years, I wouldn't have been ready.
Did you continue to have sex with him?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, then, you know, I'm going to pose a question to you, and it's a question to all of our phone callers, because the board is completely lit. Imagine you could go back to the age of 5 and relive the rest of your life knowing everything that you know now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dig me now. And you'll be able to re-experience your entire adolescence with both the cognitive ability of an adult and the memories of everything you've learned from having lived your life previously. So here's the question. Would you lose your virginity earlier or later than you did the first time around, and by how many years?
A little bit later, maybe by...
Summer, 15?
It was spring. I could have waited a few months. Maybe 17, around then.
Okay, I'm going to take that with under advisement, and thanks for calling.
All right, thanks a lot.
866-313-3733. I was, 14, 15 that summer in between when I got laid the first time. She didn't speak English at all, and the whole time she just kept going, I like it. I kept thinking, you're supposed to love it.
Oh,
I still struggle with this.
That's a year on the couch for Dave.
I'm not kidding.
Dave,
this stuff haunted me.
Dave,
what?
The mayor's office is on the line, and he doesn't want you to tell anyone that Hawaii's, population. I'm sorry, that Hawaii's consent is 14 because everyone wants to leave New York now.
Stop. The age of consent actually is 14 in Hawaii. That's true?
That's I'm reading on the internet, yes.
Who, did somebody send you that missive, or is it printed legal?
Here, I'll tell you. Legal age of consent.
All right, well,
I got it up yahoo.com.
I'm going to assume that that's the right thing.
Age of consent by state.
I got to wonder if that's too early. What did I know when I was that old? Come on, around bar mitzvah time? What are you going to learn? Is it too young for girls, though? Because girls are obviously a little more developed. It happens, chronologically a little bit faster. Okay, let's go for Debbie. Debbie, you're on Roth Radio. Here's your spotlight.
Got a little twist to throw in this for you.
Please.
What about the teachers, the young, hot teachers across the country?
Hold on, I'm going to write some lyrics here.
Oh, that's bad. Who ended up seducing students, male students at the age of 12, 13. Mary Kay Letourneau picked up a 12-year-old kid back in 1997. She was arrested for child rape.
Yeah, and
then had a couple of kids with them.
Yeah, ultimately they live together now, right?
They're married now.
Yeah. They're married now. This is an interesting case because living by the letter of the law, of course. But if you look at that kid, that's a clown right out of the Ozfest. Come on, man. You look at that. It's my
fault. Well, I'm looking at the name, and the kid looks like he may have been an immigrant or something. It's a very...
No, he was Filipino. Capacity. He's Filipino, and you know how dangerous they are.
No, I don't. I'm just saying that...
They have your songs in Filipino.
He may have had a sense of vulnerability or something and taken advantage of it, but he loves her, and they're still together.
I don't have the impression that that boy... was a boy, okay? He may have been chronologically on his driver's license, a kid. But when you look at that kid on film and you hear how he talks, he's on the corner smoking Marlboro cigarettes and listening to Ozzy Osbourne meets Limp Bizkit, okay? Mm-hmm. There's nothing in that kid's head that doesn't say, okay, you're ready for this. Now, again, I'm following the letter of the law. But when they incarcerated that woman, I have to raise the question. Is there a special consideration if somebody's as developed as that boy, okay? And if he is that developed, isn't he equally responsible? What do you think?
I think that in that case he is, but the PC reaction to that is this is a person in a position of trust. When privately, I hear men say about the more recent ones, there's a woman in Florida who were saying, you know, what's the matter with that? What's the matter that an older woman is picking up a kid and that he had a sexual experience?
If she wasn't a teacher, it would have been a whole new ballgame. You know, the whole first hour of this, we were talking about men sleeping with older women, and everybody was totally into it.
And I'm all for that.
Go, girl.
And we love you for it.
Newly divorced, yes, absolutely.
But yeah, once they're in a power of authority and position, then the whole PC thing comes in, and people go to jail for it.
Okay, so you believe that she should have gone to jail?
Me?
Letourneau?
Yeah, Letourneau. How long did she spend in incarcerated? How long?
Let's see if I can find that here.
I think it was a few years, right? Like three or four years.
Three years.
2004, she got out, August.
Okay, so she was like 3 years, and didn't she get put back in? She went back with the kid, and then...
For violating probation, yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And she got pregnant during the night she violated probation, right. And then had a baby, the second baby, in...
Okay, well, there's an obsession gig going on there. Obviously, there's a kink in the hose there. But I got to admit, I was praying that Miss Nelson in homeroom would do that to me when I was in seventh grade.
That was obvious, Dave.
So I got the right job?
You're doing great.
Thank you, baby.
The whole gang at DiamondDavidLeRoth.com loves you, and tell Brian Hsu says hello.
God bless you, baby. Thank you for calling. 866-313-3733. The age of consent. I can't even spell consent. Oh, there you go. You got it. Do I hear Hawaiian music in the background? Go ahead, man. Play it up. That sounds romantic. Okay, Marco. It says, well, we'll let Marco express himself there. Roth Radio, the spotlight is on you. Go for it.
Hey, how you doing?
Extraordinary. Go ahead, man.
Hey, listen, my thought is, I mean, there's plenty of young chicks out there. You gotta give them time to at least mature. I mean, if you're tossing it up between a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old, I mean, there's... The whole thing about a girl is you want a woman. A 16-year-old just doesn't have the maturity level and the experience to act like a woman.
And I accept that responsibility. And like Susan Sarandon said in Bull Durham, I think it's my responsibility to get these kids all qualified up and into the major leagues where they belong.
You got to give them some time to grow up a little bit, and they're just too young. And like the one girl that called a little bit ago, I mean, these girls that fool around early... And if they get pregnant, they're just in no way able to handle a pregnancy in at that age. It's just impossible.
I agree with you. So what do you think? Is Britney Spears going to be a good mother or a disaster looking for... I get the same response from my agent.
That's going to be a train wreck worth watching.
I think so. That's a guilty pleasure now. Watching.
And it's her husband's third kid.
Federline?
Yes, he has two kids with another woman.
It's social... It is socially retarded that we even know how to pronounce his name. What was his occupation before he became?
He was a dancer, in her troupe,
like a hip hop dancer.
Yep.
She's a retard. Where's her mother?
Her mother's managing her.
The mother had her daughter probably at the same age, right? Early 20s.
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, Britney was a mouseketeer. So mom's been a stage mom for a long time. And
mom's actually pretty good looking. Mom is like about my age. She's about 45, 50 years old, something like that.
Yeah.
I think she's probably, what do you think? Is she in support of that? Or did Britney
Can you
just...
imagine what a meal ticket Britney Spears is?
For Federline or mom?
Both.
Both, yeah.
That's an insidious idea. I like it. Federline. So what happens to him after Britney? Oblivion, right?
Probably.
He winds up down at Cabo Wabo drinking at Sammy's place, huh?
Yeah, it's the same thing that happened to Chris Judd, the one who was married to J-Lo. He'll, like, run a restaurant in Pasadena.
She was married to several guys before. She been married twice, right? J-Lo?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Two times. I know she married that one guy and magically had it annulled, I think.
All right. Eddie wants to talk about young girls look older. Eddie, I'm not sure I understand, but I want to. Roth Radio, you're in the spotlight. Go, brother. Eddie, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Since Valerie left, you're saying that young girls look older to you.
His name's Vinny.
It's a Van Halen joke.
This is Vinny?
Go ahead, Vinny.
Vinny, anyway, I'm going to say great job so far, man.
Thanks, Vinny.
Okay. I've been a fan all my life.
Got a thought on a subject here?
Let's get back to the topic.
Yep, please.
Not too long ago, I actually called about the actual legal age. Not too long ago, they tried to propose something state by state where it would go like kind of like a step program where the ages in between 16 and 18 are able to have sex with each other, but not up above or below.
Say that again? That sounded interesting.
A couple times.
Say that again? Go again.
They were trying to pass a bill for a sexual congregation for minors where if you were both below 18 but both above 16, that would be legally acceptable. But a 16-year-old wouldn't be able to go with a 19-year-old.
Okay, well, that's a little closer to reality, I think. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I think that was a great idea. But when you have two 16-year-olds or two 15-year-olds playing around and not knowing what they're doing, then who's responsible for that problem?
Well, I think the responsibility probably falls with the parents more than anything else. It's how you grow up. It's how you learn. But also, you have to know that there's so much more info out there. When I was growing up, there were five channels on television and maybe two sex magazines on the counter.
That's true.
That's it.
But you know what's weird? There's so much more information out there with the internet and all that stuff, but the definition of sex has changed dramatically since Clinton and since, you know, what young kids consider sex now. Actual intercourse is one thing, and everything else is like nothing.
Oh, well,
everything else.
It's a game
nothing.
Now. What's the thing where you wear the colored
it's
rubber
petting,
bands?
Yeah.
Or the rainbow game?
The rainbow thing, yeah.
Oprah Winfrey was discussing that on the channel or something about, what is it, the
rainbow party.
And what, you paint a circle on your weenie?
It had to do with the lipstick color. Yeah.
It's the lipstick color. God, if I could only go back to school. No, it was never like that. And we went to a meeting where they talked about the lawyers discussed with all the new personalities and the people in the radio of what's legal to say and what isn't to say. And one of the things was they discussed the difference between the rainbow party and a blumpkin. I had no idea what a blumpkin was. It had something to involving a bathroom and
get off
and,
it, Dave.
Or
just
whatever.
Move on.
And they said, well, what's the difference? And I said, well, the rainbow party sounds like a lot more fun. Is Oprah going to be there? Do you think Stedman and Oprah play games like that? Because I'd love to think that.
I read the other day that, you know, she had a little an incident in her plane. They took off and a bird flew into the wing or cracked a windshield or something. And after 18 years of being with Stedman, she finally said she was going to marry him.
How old is Stedman? Is he older than she is?
I think they're about the same age.
How old is Oprah?
Probably 50, 51.
How old do you think Oprah was the first time... for her.
Tells me she was young.
No, I think Oprah had, Oprah was molested, I believe, when she was a child.
Oh.
And she's on a very big crusade to protect children, and yeah.
Okay, consequently, all the hesitation about getting married with Stedman and maintaining her own profile and whatever, this makes a symmetrical sense. Okay, I get it. So she was molested before there was a consent kind
right.
of an issue. And this is public note? Everybody,
she's spoken about it.
I'm sure she would. Who better to speak about something like that. I wonder what she would say is the proper age of consent. What do you think?
Oh, I bet she would say it's 21.
Yeah, 21.
21?
Probably.
That's psychotic. 31, that's right? A vision. That's a utopian vision.
She's Oprah.
Give me Marty one time here. He's talking to number 12. Marty, you got a comment?
Hi. I do, actually. You asked if you knew had all the knowledge that you had back when you lost your virginity, would you do it again? I was 16. I would definitely do it again, but I'd pick someone who had a better skill set.
How How would you have known who has a bachelor's?
Asking for references.
Sex resume.
That makes perfect sense. And you know what? I would have started off when I was 15, and I would prefer an older woman. Because the gal that I was with at the time, she was just another kid. Especially out in the islands. Come on, you know what the school system and that kind of thing is. No, no, you're going to be landing in the South Pacific. Set your watch back 20 years, you know. It's seriously.
You know, I thought Vinny had a great point about the age difference. I think there's a vast difference between a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old and a 45-year-old.
Yeah, like about 10 years in a federal correctional facility.
Exactly.
So what was the name of your first girlfriend, Dave? Come on, I want to lay ya.
No, it was Elaine. Come on. Okay, they can't all be gems, folks. But it is Roth Radio. Diamonds are forever. We're broadcasting from New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. We've got one more call for the time. Eddie, what's on your mind? Roth Radio wants to know.
Go ahead, brother. Hello, Dave. How are you guys?
Great, man. Go ahead.
All right, listen, the topic with the girls now. The thing is, girls nowadays, I'm 37, girls nowadays do not look, for the most part, their age. They are, like, hot. It's unreal.
I agree with you.
Like, it must be the steroids in their hamburgers or something.
No, I think it's in their protein shake, but go ahead.
So the thing is, like, at this point now, if they tell you that they're 18 or 19, and they turn out to be 13 or 12, what is the guy supposed to do? Do we have to, like, ID every girl that you meet now?
On the road, I routinely do. I make sure that animal and management is there, and we pass the driver's license around. And sometimes we even have a little video, and we go, hey, guess what? We're making a reality series or what like this, because I'm totally with you, man. I totally get that. And we observe the letter of the law, who's more in the spotlight than we are here on the rock and roll.
You doing background checks?
Not background. We're just
ID checks.
Current status. Oh, yeah. We won't even let underage in the backstage. Even if it's somebody with parents or like that, forget it. Because there's too much drinking and noise and carousing around. And in every single corner, you know, somebody's making out with somebody or whatever. The last thing I need is some dentist, you know, who got a couple of free backstage passes in Omaha, you know, to have his, you know, some kid, you know, he brings backstage to meet Mr. Roth and then go, Daddy, what does this mean?
Do I have to send a gift now?
Well, you'll have to send one during the commercials. Hot stuff.
David Lee.
Play it, baby. You got it. You got it. Let him go for a second. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Oh, yeah.
Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. We're talking about age of consent. You had a thought on that, Linda. Go for it.
Yeah, a good friend of mine just had a baby, and he's so happy he had a son. And
why is he happy that he had a son?
He said, well, if I have a son, I only have to worry about one guy. If I have a girl, I got to worry about thousands.
Okay, so you're saying the age of consent should be a little different,
well,
huh?
When you're a daddy, the age of consent should be 40.
Okay, let's go for No Sex for Daughter. Actually, that sounds like the name of a rock band, doesn't it? Tommy, talk to me. Number 12, you're on Roth Radio. Go.
Yeah, my daughter's 4, and my other daughter's 23 months, and they're not allowed to have sex. Not allowed. There's a lot of footings going on, and I do a lot of concrete work, and they could wind up in the footings.
There you go. Well, now, no sex for your daughters, probably also, I'm going to extend that, no pun intended, to include watching television, because you're indoctrinating those kids into, I don't know, debauchery is one of my favorite sports. I don't know what you're thinking when you watch Britney Spears live on channel whatever. I don't know what you're thinking about when you watch Christina Aguilera. I don't know what you you think about when you watch Lindsay Lohan or whatever, but it's not about the poetry of the lyrics, is it? Are you going to put your daughters in front of that and let them absorb that? Because they're little sponges right now. Speak to that, if you would.
Well, I got you, all right, you got me there. You know what it is? Since I do concrete and I got a lot of
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I know
the guy wouldn't want to come near me because I'm crazy like that.
You're crazy and you're going to scare the boyfriends away or they're going to drive off with your daughter in the back of a Toyota something or other?
No, they'd be found in minutes. And then they'd wind up like on, you know, Katona Avenue and Fordham Road.
How old was your first girl?
How old was mine?
Yeah, when your first score?
15.
And how old? And how old were you the first time you came to know the wily ways of women? Sorry, Linda, you know this guy.
This is. I'm telling you right now. Remember, I just said that I have a friend who's like, you know, who's like.
I know.
Okay.
You are Tommy Scarola, aren't you? And he is in concrete. And he will not allow, he doesn't even allow the little boys to go near his girls.
Okay, and how old will you, Tommy, when your daughters grow up, how old will they be when you let them date somebody?
I don't know.
Okay, pick a number.
I got to pick the guy, though. The guy's got, you know.
You're going to pick the guy? What's next? You're going to put her in a burka? How old will those girls be before you let them get into a Toyota and drive off with somebody into the sunset? How old? Come on.
Let me ask you a question.
No.
Would the guy in the Toyota, would he have the guts to pull up in front of my house? I don't think so.
How old will they be when you let him get a tattoo? Or a belly button ring, yeah.
A tattoo. Well, I have a couple, so maybe 30.
How about a belly button?
How
about a belly button ring?
They ain't getting it. Forget about it. No way.
Okay, but they are. Will you let them get earrings? You let them get their.
They're both heavy appears. They're both dear.
Okay. How would you let them date a black guy?
No.
Animal, what do you think of that?
Hey, man, that's for each his own, man. You know, if that's not his flavor, you know, hey, just they won't know what they're missing, though.
He likes vanilla, not deep chocolate, huh?
Yeah. Hey, I respect you for that, man. You know, hey.
It sounds like you got a handle on things because it's wild, wild east out there.
That's right.
Thanks for calling Roth Radio. We're hitting all the buttons here. Somebody move your skull there. But Sue has something she wants to share with us. Roth Radio, DavidLeeRoth.com. You're speaking everywhere from Roanoke to Rio, baby. What do you got to tell them?
Hello.
Go ahead, babe.
I just wanted to say that I just didn't agree with the 16 being the legal age.
What is the legal age into your way of thinking? I mean,
25.
If you 25? You sound like you're bitter. What happened to you early on in the game?
No, I lost my virginity whenever I was 16. And,
We have not met a single person who has observed the letter of the law, unless you come from Hawaii, unless you're from Oahu. Virtually everybody started off at this given age, and now we're going to peddle to the kids, don't do as I did, do as I say. How often has that worked for you? Do you have kids?
Oh, I have 3 boys, thank God.
How old are the boys?
17, 15, and 11.
Now, did you marry this guy you lost your virginity to?
Yes, I did. I ended up getting pregnant whenever I was a teenager.
And did you marry him because you got pregnant? Or you married him and getting pregnant was, oh, what the hell, we'd love each other anyway? I hear silence.
Yeah, I married him because I got pregnant.
And is it now a happy relationship?
No, I'm ready to get out of it.
Okay, well, this is interesting here, because your sons are probably squeezing everything with 2 legs in her pants out there right at this point in time. How do you feel about that?
I don't think they are. I
know you don't, but I do. Soccer practice doesn't go till midnight, sweetheart.
Right. I don't know if they are or not, but I just hope they're not.
Okay.
I talked to them about it and talked to them about the situation. And
you taught them about condoms and birth control and the whole issue, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so this sounds like one of those issues where you tattoo the names of your kids on one shoulder because they'll always be your kids, and you decided not to tattoo your husband's name because he may not always be your husband. Am I on the money, honey?
Yes.
Well, you called the right place. Call us back in a couple weeks and let us know what developed. And get a collar on those sons.
All right.
Or at least a condom.
Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. What a debauched nation we have out there.
It's amazing. To a man, they're all saying the same thing. Everyone started at 16.
I love it. That's
everyone's pissed off about
that's
it.
That's why we're going to win this war. Roth Radio, we're talking New York, Philly, Dallas, San Diego, Seattle, San Francisco, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Berlin, London. Where else we got here? Ireland is calling in. We have several places coming in from Brazil. What's the age of consent in Brazil?
Oh, you Brazil had that, was young. Yeah, wait, I got to find it again.
That was up on the screen there. I think it's something like
12, 13.
You have to be between 12 and 13, right?
Yes.
If you, if you're listening to us in Brazil, give us an email on this here. I'm very curious as to who got married at the age of 13 and wants to talk about it.
Oh, here, I just got the whole world.
Parents have no control over the information to the kids
Argentina.
Is what's going.
13, 16, 13 male, 16 female.
Whoa. Interesting. Samantha, talk to me about age difference. What do you think about this going on down in Brazil? Is 13 a reasonable age? Sam, you're on.
Yeah, hi, Dave. Hi, guys. You know what? I think it's a reasonable age. Well, maybe not 13, but 16, I think, is a reasonable age. The truth is, it's not illegal for a 16-year-old to have sex with another 16-year-old, at least in New York State.
As long as it's yourself, huh?
Or another 16-year-old, Dave. It's perfectly legal. When they say age of consent, what they really mean is, you know, that a person who is 16 should not be having sex with a person who is 45. That's what that really means.
Okay, so you're saying that if, I'm over 45, so you're saying that it's meant for the kids can carry on with the kids? Because I don't buy that.
Well, I mean, legally that's true. I mean, I'm an attorney in New York, so I mean, legally that is true. A 16-year-old can have sex with another 16-year-old. It's not illegal.
Okay, but what happens to the fella if that happens? Isn't that like statutory rape or something? No parents.
No, it's only statutory rape when you've got an adult. Someone who is legally considered an adult having sex with someone who is legally considered a minor.
Yeah, except if it's Tommy Scarola's daughters, huh? And then you wind up at the bottom of the river.
Right. So basically, all these kids, none of us are breaking the law when we're 16 and having sex with other 16-year-olds. It's only when you've got, you know, a 45-year-old guy who I think that's a predator who's having sex with a 16-year-old girl, and that's why the law is the way it is.
Okay, so you're saying that if there's 16-year-old kids listening across the country right now, that it's okay for them to slip with other 16-year-olds? Am I getting this wrong intentionally?
Well, maybe, Dave. I think that legally, at least in New York State, it's okay.
Okay.
That's not morally. That's legally. I mean, whether that's right for you is another issue.
Okay, well, what about for China, where there's the legal age is 14, and what do they got, 4 billion people over there?
I think that's crazy. I mean, what they're basically saying is a 14-year-old kid can have sex with an adult. Think back to what you were like when you were 14, Dave. Where was your head at? Were you ready for sex?
I was desperate to have sex with an adult.
In Mexico, the age is 12 for guys and 18 for girls.
Why is that? Well, that's a patriarchal society there, right? No, it's not. It's a matriarchal society. But that's got to have to do with the government, right?
Philippines, too. 12 and 18.
I wonder if they're just trying to compensate, saying everybody's going to do it anyway. We might as well not keep incarcerating people, putting people in jail. Isn't that kind of what we did with pot laws? You know, we said, hey, there's so many people who are going to continue to do it. It's called salutary neglect. That's the political term. It means that in salute to what everybody's trend is, you can't change the law, but maybe you're going to overlook it. I can't imagine that some 16-year-old kid gets caught with a 16-year-old girl that the parents are going to let him just walk on over the way. By the way, can I get the name of your firm in case the weekend turns out like I hope?
In case Sasha needs you.
Sasha, are you getting this number down? You sultry
little...
You sultry little slut.
Oh, she does malpractice, Dave.
She does malpractice, Dave.
Yeah,
isn't that what I...
My clients to know that I lost my virginity at 16, too.
Oh, who loves you?
Welcome to the club, honey.
God bless. Give us a call again sometime. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Chris, speak to this. Roth Radio, you're on. Chris, talk to me.
Hi, David. My name is Chris. I'm from Orange County, New York. I have a 16-year-old daughter. I've been driving down the New York State Thruway listening to your show, and I cannot believe the amount of people who think 16 is old enough for a girl to have sex.
Okay, what is the, how old are you, my dear? How old are you?
I'm 46.
Okay, and what do you feel is the acceptable time to hop between the sheets?
Well, let me tell you this. I was 18 the first time I had sex. I had sex with the man I married. I've been married for 25 years.
Okay, so you had sex. You had sex right off the bat. You got married and you had sex again, what, 6 years later?
I know.
She's two for two.
My daughter was born when I was 30. She's 16 years now. She has her first boyfriend at age 16. Just because these girls have the equipment, and they do, I don't know what it is that makes them look at 16 not like I looked, but they're not mature enough to have sex. It's just not something they should be doing now because they don't know how to handle it afterwards. Teenage pregnancies is one of the major issues in this country. This is what we have to stop kids from doing.
Okay, do you stop them from doing it? Is that even possible, or do you educate? How do you stop people? How do you legislate human behavior? You make a rule, and all of a sudden nobody wants to do it or smoke it anymore? Come on.
You cannot physically stop them from doing it. It's the parent's responsibility to educate them enough to let them know what bad things could happen. You know what? At 16, do you think the girl or the boy knows they should use a condom?
Hey, you know what I think? And here's my final, before we go to the spots on this, I want to thank you for calling. I think that if we left it up to parents to educate the kids up to the proper age of consent, and it was the parents' responsibility to make sure they're all up to speed, you wouldn't be able to get laid until you were 32 years old.
Yeah. David Lee Roth.
You never thought you'd be jamming to a Britney Spears loop, did you, white boy?
I didn't even know that was Britney Spears.
Am I a pervert or what? You know this is going off over a lot of classic rock stations, too, huh?
Sweet.
You never thought that you'd never see the day, did you? Wait until I play the Lindsay Lohan loop.
Oh, daddy.
That's not Lindsay.
Do you care?
No, keep it up, man. Keep it up. This is like perverted. You put this out over classic rock, you wouldn't even know what it was until I told you, did you?
Robin's loving this, aren't you, Robin?
I have no idea.
Does this make you feel young when you hear Britney?
Good question, Dave.
Okay.
It makes me want to bang and dance her.
Okay. Like a new drum on Christmas morning, huh? Okay. Age of consent. Jim, he's in Florida. Do they even have an age of consent in Florida? You're on Roth Radio. Go.
Hey, Dave, how you doing, man?
Great. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'll tell you. You talk about the age of consent, and then the last girl that just called with being a lawyer and all, with kids being with kids, I understand that part of it, and I think that's how probably all our first experiences were. We were all underage, but yet we were with an underage girl.
Okay, and your point?
My point being is, I think age of consent is, for a 21-year-old being with a 16-year-old. Me being a parent right now.
How old are you?
I'm 46.
And how old are your kids?
My daughter is 12.
Okay, so she's just about at bat mitzvah age, which used to be the adult age when the life expectancy was 32 years old or whatever. You were an adult, full blast, ready to procreate and get into the workforce at the age of 13, at least as a guy. And you're saying that the age today for guys should be what?
Well, again, I think girls should wait. Guys, I think girls should wait till, when they're mature enough to handle the situation. When you start having children and all that, that's a life-changing experience. I don't care if you're 35 years old or if you're 16 years old.
You've obviously never met Tommy Scarola.
So if the guys don't have to wait and the girls do, who are the guys supposed to be with?
Well,
they're supposed to go to Thailand.
They're supposed to call Heidi?
It should happen at a mature age. I'm not saying there really is no age.
But you're going to have to establish some kind of baseline number or it's going to be chaos out there. It'll look like the road after 3 weeks, right?
Give us a number.
And I agree. That's a very true statement.
Okay, suppose that guys can be the age of, say, 16. It sounds like you would agree with that. Do you agree with me for guys? Age of consent, 16.
Yeah, most of us guys had our first experience at 15, 16 years old.
Okay, 16 years old. Is it okay to go to a hooker?
Boy, I think we all wish we would have went to an older girl.
Okay, but you think that, okay, granted, hooking is illegal, but if it was legal, you'd say, okay, it's great. It's okay for a 16-year-old kid to go to a professional resource, but not to deal in the normal population. Is that an agree or a disagree? Go for it.
I would have to say I disagree with that statement. I mean, as an adult, I just think that the girl should be as mature as possible. 16 being with an older man, I just don't feel that that's the right way to go about it.
Okay, what about, how old do you think it'd be for a girl? Come on, give me a number.
Geez, I'm hoping my daughter waits till she's out of college.
Good luck on that. So yeah, you do know Tommy Scarola.
So you want legal age girls to do it with underage guys and end up like Mary Letourneau in jail. That's what you're saying.
No, not at all.
It's definitely what you're saying.
What are you saying?
Well, I just don't think that older guys should be with younger girls, and that's where we have a situation with the guys thinking that they're going to get this young girl pregnant and that's their fantasy or whatever, and then all of a sudden they run off to...
I don't think it's any guy's fantasy to get a girl pregnant. I think it's a fantasy that you won't get her pregnant. Come on.
Yeah, I'm with you on that too, Dave.
What prison are you calling from? Are you calling from a correctional facility?
He's calling from a Blarney Stone.
Not at all. Actually, I'm calling down in Florida, and the girls down here, they seem like they get, you know, their bodies do develop a lot quicker than...
They're getting younger every day, and they keep making new ones, huh? I opened up Playboy one day, and the centerfold was younger than me. What happened?
Yeah, right. I mean, today, the girls are 18, 19 years old in that centerfold and that stuff.
Florida age of consent, it's male 16, female 18.
These kinds of numbers most people aren't aware of. I think most people would assume that it's 18 across the board, but people have a different... How old in Montgomery, Alabama, Animal, do you know what the age of consent was? Did you guys even hear about that as kids when you was growing up?
No, we didn't hear about that. It's like, we had a grandmother was like, hey, and the dudes come around here, she watched everybody that came around, the little girls and whatever. And if you was gone too long, she was looking for you.
But there wasn't very far to go where you grew
up. No, not too far.
There was a big tree at the edge of the field.
Yeah.
Up the road a piece.
Yeah, and there's a tool shed, right? Yep. Am I getting this right?
An outhouse, don't forget that.
In an outhouse, and this is where you learn to smoke cigarettes and play around with girls, right? And throw dice and learn how to swear like a man, right?
Well, it was kind of hard for me because everybody in the neighborhood was my cousin, man. So, you know, I wound up playing with, you know, Harry Palms, man. That was my boy.
Okay. When I was growing up, we used to play guitar and stuff, and all the I just hung out with guys because they were the ones playing guitar, and so they would come over on Monday nights, and my father put an intercom system in, you know, this little radio shack.
Sure.
And so he'd be downstairs and I'd be upstairs, and you know, you'd be figuring out chords, and it'd get quiet for a little while, and then all of a sudden you'd hear that of the intercom, and it's like, what's going on up there? I don't hear anything up there. It's like, we're just trying to figure out an F sharp minor.
Okay, is the age of consent different in a trailer park? Diane, talk to me. Roth Radio, you're worldwide, Diane. What's on your mind today? Go, Diane.
You're on, baby.
Are you there? Did we lose her? Number 14. Diane? She's in traffic somewhere. We're going to go to number 12. Paul, what's on your mind?
What's up there, Dave? How you guys doing today?
Extraordinary. You got a theory?
I don't know if you guys know this. It was on the news a couple of weeks ago, but it's an old law, and it still hasn't been changed, which I think is a little odd. But in Boston, the legal age is for getting married. Now, I don't know about sex, but for getting married, a girl has to be at least 12, and a boy is 14. That was on the news a couple of weeks ago here in the local stations.
And that's...
I don't know if you guys knew that, but that seems a little, wrong, you know? What's your guys' opinion on that one?
Well, that's a very Catholic city, is it not? Get Sensio in here. Is he here?
At least they wait till the girls are old enough to menstruate.
Well, at least Tommy Scarola will never move to Boston. Okay, we got it here. Matt, you come from Boston, right? Get some headsets here one time. My manager, Matt Sensio, is from Boston.
Hola. All right.
Okay, and go ahead and relay to him, my friend, what you just told us. Go ahead.
Well, basically, it was on the news a couple of weeks ago, and the legal age, not for, I don't know about sex, but for marriage, a girl has to be at least 12, and a boy has to be 14. That's an old law, and it still hasn't even been changed to today. What's your thoughts on that?
Is this something you know about Boston, Matt? Go.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, we never talked about sex as a child. It's not a topic spoken of.
I'm making up.
I believe you're making it up, but I can do some detailed research.
Oh, it's on Fox News, I'm telling you.
No, he probably is not making that up. These numbers are so skewed.
They're all old school. We'll check it out. We'll get back to you.
Because these numbers are so skewed across the country, you would think that it's just 18. Matt, you grew up in Boston, right?
Correct, yes, sir.
And how old were you the first time you expired the milk? Expired. There's a proof.
Dave, I have never had sex. Mom, I know you're listening. God bless.
Matt's still waiting.
Well, at least not with his mom. Okay. We're going to talk to Kayla. We're going to talk to Kayla. She's on, well, you know where she is. She's on Roth Radio. Kayla, live in front of your naked steaming eyes. This is a girl, right? Kayla, are you there? Hit me up. Talk to me, Kayla. We missed her. Dan.
No, Kayla's
there. Kayla here?
Hi, sweetie.
Go.
Well, I'm 20 years old. I'm calling from the Youth of America, and I'd like to say, like, we have enough pull.
Stop. The Youth of America. Is this an organization? This sounds like a political.
No, I'm just saying sex ed, and, like, I knew enough. I was 16 when I lost my virginity.
How old are you now?
I'm 20.
Okay, well, that wasn't too many summers ago. You've obviously made leaps and bounds in your spiritual development.
We need to have some faith in our youth today and thinking that they have some minds in their little heads and they're walking around. It's like I don't understand the abstinence thing. It's like we've got a cure for, like, the cause of cervical cancer, but people that don't want to get their kids these vaccinations because they're like, oh, my kid should be abstinent. It's like, well, what are we going to do when we think of a cure for AIDS, you know?
So you're saying that abstinence doesn't work, right?
I think that if you educate your children and you give them the knowledge, everybody has a choice. There's not bad people, David. It's just whether or not they can make the choice. You know?
Yeah, well, you're talking about making an informed choice. Do you think that Roth Radio is a good place to learn about these issues and make an informed decision?
It's a beautiful place to learn about these issues. And that's another thing I wanted to thank you for talking about such an important thing on your wonderful, absolutely beautiful radio show.
Well, thank you so much, Roth Radio. Alternately exploring the American landscape and stripping it for parts. Roth Radio, ruining it for everybody else, and especially Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Yakima, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. It's all within reach. Hey, if you had a good time today, tell a good friend. And if you had a really, really crummy time, tell an enemy, because we're going to be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, way before you was hoping, baby. Who loves you?
Good show.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out the guitar there one time. Play along with that. Oh, let's go get drunk.